Pat O'Daniel and his Hillbilly Boys.
Music, good old mountain music, played by the real hillbilly band. I like bread and biscuits, big pack, hey, pop and biscuits, hillbilly show Max and Grand. So while we sing and play and try to make folks happy, we hope you'll stay. Please pass the biscuits, Pappy, and go for a ride. Go dangling, it's hillbilly band.
Yes, sir. Cheerio, everybody. Wide awake, Hillbilly Boys, to play a little program for you. And we're going to try to entertain you for 15 minutes. So just pull up your chair or whatever you may have around to sit on. And the boys are going to try to entertain you with some of these songs they've got all worked up here. And the first one is... Mickey Wicky can't wait to get started on this first number. It's Mickey Wicky playing I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Mickey Wicky, that was mighty fine indeed. That was a little Mickey Wicky.
Thank you.
Playing for you. I'm Getting Sentimental Over You.
I thank you.
And you know, nature is wonderful. The richest things, the purest things which nature provides are sealed up safely and require the ingenuity of man to bring same forth. Gold is hidden away deep in the mountains, covered with tons and tons of rock and dirt. The purest, most healthful, and most delicious part of a grain of wheat is the very heart of the berry. And this pure snow-white center of the wheat berry is covered with several layers of material called bran and short. In manufacturing hillbilly flour, only the tender hearts of the wheat berries are used. Folks use pure, unadulterated hillbilly and be healthy and happy. You know, well, I stand over here and try to tell the folks how hillbilly flour is made.
Yes.
Leon stands over here and tells you how to feed the hogs.
Yes.
Go off. You know, Leon has some hogs and chickens and cows and a few other things. Leon's got everything out of his house you can think of. And, of course, he has to have a lot of brand and
short chickens down here, too. Train
well, come on over here with your hen, Leon, and get him started on this number while you and Horace sing together. Little Old Church in the Valley.
I can see Mother there.
very much, boys. That was mighty fine. That was Leona's horse.
Maybe we can live.
I couldn't help it.
Maybe we can answer everything. Come on over here, Mike, and read this little poem. Minky Wicky's been wanting to know what love is, and this name of this poem is Love. What is it? So come on over here, Mike, and kind of read this for the people.
You got to give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little.
Ask the poet, he can tell. It's something that makes folks feel swell. Ask the child upon the street, he'll say, that's what makes my mama sweet. Ask the lad of sweet 16, he'll say, that's what makes my gal the queen. Ask the grinning newlywed, and watch her cheeks turn flaming red. Ask the couple old and gray, and they'll say, love's what made us stay. Ask the one who's been untrue, and he'll say, love's a bugaboo. In every country, with every race, love always seems to set the pace. And from the cradle to the grave, for you love, you crave, you rave, you slave.
That's the glory of love.
Thank you very much, Mickey Wicky. That was little Mickey Wicky reading this little poem called Love, What Is It? And we hope you found it out. Even Mickey Wicky did read it himself. And going on down the line here, we're going to try to get away from this poem reading for a while. And let Leon sing his number for today.
Yeah.
It's Leon, the Texas songbird, singing Red Sails in the Sunset. Leon, that was mighty fine. And now we're going to ask Horace, the little love bird, to walk right over here to the microphone and sing for you, Baby, Won't You Please Come Home?
Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause
'cause your daddy's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, but that should never make us part. For every hour in the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? Baby, won't you please come home? Yes, all right. Won't you please come home? 'Cause your daddy's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke your daddy's heart, but that should never make us part. Every hour in the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? Oh, baby, won't you please come home to me?
Well, I hope that little red-headed gal heard Horace pleading for her to please come home. Our time's all up, friends. We had one more number on the program. Matter of time just slipped away. So until you hear us again through the medium of your radio, this is Pat O'Daniel and all the hillbilly boys saying so long.
I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real hillbilly band. I like bread and biscuits, big white fluffy biscuits, hillbilly fast, you'll make some grand. So we sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you stay. Please pass the biscuits, Pappy, and we'll be in the band. Got a card, a letter, no dangling, it's hillbilly band.
Your purchases of our fine, high-quality hillbilly flour make these daily radio programs possible. We appreciate your patronage, and we hope that you will ask your friends and neighbors to try hillbilly flour. Write Pat O'Daniel in care of the W.A. O'Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, if you have any special requests that you might want these hillbilly boys to try to play.